1. It describes panel description, starts on page 1 and ends on page 8. I'll ask you now to pick up the ICOM IC-V8 transceiver. That's a handy talkie. Hold it in your right hand. Now at the top, you can feel the antenna, a rubber duck antenna. It's approximately 6 inches long, very flexible, and it has a knurled knob at the bottom. It has a BNC, a bayonet connector, that connects to the handy talkie. Try turning it. Put your fingers around the knurled knob, push down and turn to the left, that's counterclockwise, and pull upward. That would disconnect the antenna. Okay, now refasten the antenna. Push down, and this time turn the knurled knob to the right, and it'll click into place. That's the antenna system. Next, the control dial and volume control up at the top also, just to the left of the antenna, maybe about an inch or so to the left. This adjusts the audio level. It also selects the operating channel or adjusts the squelch level. There's two things there. A, it adjusts the audio level. And B, it selects the operating channel or adjusts the squelch level. The function B is available when the dial is assigned with VOL, volume, in the initial set mode. That's going to be covered on page 51 in our booklet. Now, just underneath that, on the left-hand side of the handy talkie, is the power switch. Push for 1 second to turn the power on, and again, 1 second to turn the power off. Immediately below that, about a half inch or so, is the push-to-talk switch, PTT. It's kind of a misnomer. It should say push-to-talk, release-to-listen. And it says that in the manual here, push and hold to transmit and release this switch to receive. It's a momentary switch. Now the squelch switch, number 4 in our diagram here, is immediately below the push to talk switch. Run your fingers down about a half an inch and there is a squelch switch. Push and hold to force the squelch open, and you will hear a noise like this. That's the background noise of the handy talkie. And adjust the squelch level with the arrow keys. Now the up down arrow keys are immediately to the right on the panel of the handy talkie. I shouldn't say on the right hand side, it's just maybe a half inch over from the squelch switch. It will be on the left-hand side of the handy-talkie, actually. There will be two buttons there. If you feel with your fingers, one button has a kind of a rounded end on it, points upward, the other is down. So those are the up-down arrow keys that they speak about in adjusting the squelch level. And you can experiment with that. A selects the operating channel or adjusts the squelch level, and B, adjust the audio level. And the function B is available when the dial is assigned with volume, VOL, in the initial set mode. Again, that refers us to page 51, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. The keypad itself is the next function. Now, this is similar to the keypad on a touch tone telephone. It's a multi-function. In this case, that it has more functions than just simply the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. In fact, the 0 key is flanked by two special purpose keys. The one just to the left of the 0 is the star key. It looks like an asterisk. And the one to the right of the 0 key is the pound key. It's like a pound symbol. So run your fingers across those keys. If you take the index finger, the middle finger, and the next to the little finger, you'll feel a row of 3 keys. That would be from left to right, 1, 2, 3. And if you skip down a row, 4, 5, 6. and skip down another row, 7, 8, 9, and skip down one more row, you will find the star, the zero, and the pound key. So there are 3, 6, 9, 12. There are 12 keys all together. Let's go through that one more time. With your handy-talkie in front of you, find the top row, and your index finger would be on the 1, the middle finger would be on the 2, the next to the little finger would be on the 3. And moving down one row, it's 4, 5, 6. And moving down one more row, it's 7, 8, 9. And one more row, it is star or asterisk, 0, and the pound key. So that completes the front panel. Now up on the top, there are two jacks. One is for a optional speaker microphone or headset, and the other is a combination speaker mic jack where you could plug in either an external speaker or an external microphone. You probably will not be doing that, but we just wanted to let you know that such a thing exists at the top of the handy talkie. Well, you probably won't be able to see the display itself. Right above the display is a grill work, and behind that grill is the loudspeaker. So if you unsquelch the unit by operating the squelch key like we described earlier, you can determine which is the front and the back of the handy talkie by simply turning it. If you rotate it 180 degrees, it'll be louder or softer depending on where the loudspeaker is. So when it's facing you, of course, it will be the loudest, and the speaker would be in that position when you operate it. I suppose it would be would also depend if you're right-handed or left-handed how you would operate the handy talkie. I am right-handed myself, but when I use the handy talkie, I use my left hand. I guess that's because the push-to-talk switch is on the left, and it just seems most comfortable that way to me. I think that about covers the panel description, and we'll stop our transmission right here, take a little break, and we'll come back in a little while. Okay, well, having had a little break myself and looking over the diagram here, I see that there are 4 additional keys that I failed to describe. So let me go through those. Remember when I described the 12 keys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the pound or the asterisk, the 0, and the pound key? There were 12 keys. Well, directly above them is another row of keys. They're called function keys, and they're labeled A, B, C, and D. So the A key is directly above the digit 1. Let's see if that's correct. Yeah. The B key is between the digits 1 and 2. The C key is between the digits 2 and 3. And the D key is above the digit 3. So if you were to lay the handy talkie down on your desktop and use your right hand, find the top row of keys, 1, 2, 3, and then directly above them, you will find the A, B, C, D keys. And they have special functions. The A is called a function key, and it accesses a secondary function. The B key selects the call channel. The C key is MR, so that means memory recall. The D key selects the VFO mode, and it aborts the direct frequency input or cancels scanning. So let me go through those dual function keys again, A, B, C, D. The A key is called the function key. The B selects the call channel. The C selects the memory mode, memory recall, MR. And the D key is a clear key. In other words, it clears direct frequency input, cancels scanning, and so on. Now, our reference earlier to, say, pages 16 and 19, I don't know if we covered that. That refers us to another section. That will be covered in another section, so please don't worry about that right now. Now for the other digits. Remember I talked about the digits 1 through 0 plus the star and the pound key? Well, they also have a dual function. Besides having the digits 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, and then the star and the pound, the number 1 key is a tone key. It will add tone to the signal. The number 2 key's dual function is called a beep signal, B-E-E-P, beep. We're going to cover these more in a future edition, so don't worry about memorizing these right now. Just let me go through them and describe what the dual functions are. Number 3 is T-scan, T as in Tom, scan, S-C-A-N. The number 4 key is the duplex key for selecting the channel. The number 5 is a scan key. The digit 6 is a skip key. The digit 7's dual function is a priority function. The digit 8 has something called set, S-E-T. The 9 key's dual function is the high-low. That would be power output of the handy-talkie. And the 0 key is the DTMF. That stands for Dual Tone Multi-Frequency. A big mouthful there, isn't it? It refers to the sending of touch tone pulses out to the telephone line. And we'll be covering that a little bit later.